Well, that was, well, like in the old days, what would they buy a flower in?
They didn't buy.
Did you make your own?
I never had told of anybody buying a flower in my life till I was grown and getting old.
Now, what if you put, call something like this, if you were trying to pour sugar like inside of something and you put this down in it, and what would you call something like this?
Funnel. Right. Now we had little funnels made out of metal.
Oh, you did. You did have those.
Yeah, handling all that syrup, we had to have them barreling up that syrup, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a small little funnel for around the table and in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our great bigger than old a gallon or more,
mm-hmm.
filling up them big 50-gallon barrels of syrup.
Mm-hmm.
I've put a many a gallon of syrup through them.
Oh, I bet you have. Now, did you ever know of what people would use when they were trying to drive horses with a buggy, you know, what they hit the horses with?
Well, we called it hickory. We just got and cut us a little slender hickory bush. And
mm-hmm.
I remember the first buggy whip, a factory-made buggy whip I ever seen, one of our old neighbors that come from the other side of the river, mm-hmm. come to visit us out here. And he's pretty well to do, man. Always rich, man. In that day, he kind of rich. He owned acres and acres of land.
Oh, yeah. That would
and
be
he had a buggy.
Uh-huh.
And he come driving his horse and buggy down into the yard. And that thing standing up there wiggling. I didn't know what it meant. And I had to find out, you know. And that was the buggy whip. Now, that's the first time I ever seen.
You know what that thing was up there wiggling.
I couldn't imagine what in this world it meant.
Oh, my goodness. Well, another thing, like if you were, you put it in, if you went to the store and you were going to buy fruit, and they put it in something like made out of paper, what would you call that? About that big, and you put like some apples in it, what?
Oh, I wouldn't know because we didn't do it that way.
Well, did you, like a paper bag? You might, nowadays, what would you?
Well, you usually had to take your own container.
In those days, they didn't have paper.
No, they didn't have bags to bag up your stuff. You had to get through it. Now, some of the little country stores would use the old newspaper to make wrapping out of that, wrap your stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, I never seen a paper bag till I was old past the old man.
Well, do you ever have anything that you call the poke?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Well, anything small, like a small sack, a flour sack.
Oh, I see. That'd be something small,
kind of. Yeah, we'd call it a poke of flour.
You would?
So you get a poke of flour.
So that'd indicate how much flour you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, what would you call the big ones, like that old, well, it'd be made out of cloth, like, maybe sugar would come in, like 10 pounds of sugar or so.
It wasn't the other way. It's all come in barrels.
Weighed out what you want.
Yeah.
What would you say then if it didn't come already stacked, it was just out the...
Well, I don't know now how they prepared that for us to carry home. They must have been some paper bags in existence then.
They might have been.
It had to have been, looks like.
Now, what about the kind that you call the rough kind, like potatoes come in? Made out of that rough kind of a cloth, you know. I guess potatoes and sometimes beans.
We call that toe sacks.
Toe sacks. Mm-hmm.
Made out of hemp or something similar.
Yeah. Well, did you ever carry corn to the mill?
Many a time.
What did you... Like